This is episode 4 of season 3, Trash Talking with Eco Warriors, featuring Danielle Doggett from Sail Cargo.
You're tuning in to Trash Talking with Eco Warriors, where women share inspiring stories about their careers in green business, sustainability, and conservation. Here's your host, Barbara Lee.
Shipping cargo across the ocean is quite a monopolized industry. It's also one that's very stringent. Things must fit into a container, onto a pallet, and that requires a lot of materials. Speaking of materials, it's also quite carbon intensive. If the shipping industry was a country, it would be the sixth most polluted country in the world. Not to mention the impact of lost items. Do you know that over 10,000 shipping containers are lost at sea every year? Check out a cool article that I posted in the show notes about rubber ducks that are still washing up on shore from 25 years ago. This is why today we're speaking with Danielle Doggett, who took her love of sailing to create a carbon-negative shipping company in Costa Rica called Sail Cargo. The idea is to be able to ship products from Costa Rica up the Pacific in a way that's much nicer on the planet, using wind and an electricity-powered ship called Seba. Let's jump into this episode where I learned that 90% of everything I own was probably shipped over the ocean. By buying local, this definitely helps prevent some of this waste, but there's another way that could help, and that's shipping in a way that releases no carbon emissions. Hey Danielle, welcome to Trash Talking.
Thanks so much, happy to be here.
Great, why don't you tell us what it is that you do and who you are?
My name is Danielle and I'm the director of Sail Cargo Inc. I'm originally from Kingston, Ontario in Canada, and started sailing there on a small brigantine called St. Lawrence II when I was 13 years old. That gave me a real passion for the sea and for sailing ships, which took me on a now lifelong career for working on traditional sailing vessels. I joined a sailing cargo ship around 10 years ago and sailed across the ocean from Dominican Republic to France. And this inspired me to begin my own sailing cargo company.
Wait, so what was this sailing cargo company and how did you end up being on this boat?
Well, I was in Toronto at the time and a friend of mine gave me a call and said, if you can get to the Dominican Republic by tomorrow, you can sail across the ocean for free. And I said, okay. Just packed up everything, which was physically running around my apartment, packing everything, and then jumped on a flight, went to Dominican Republic, signed on this vessel. So I've been on other sailing cargo or sailing vessels. So this was a little bit different, but it was kind of within my realm of reality. But I had never sailed cargo before. The company is called Fair Transport, and the ship is called Tres Hombres, and it's an engineless sailing cargo ship. And that really opened my eyes to a lot of things, such as the shipping industry and how previously most of the sailing ships I'd worked on was actually part of the tourism industry, and how this was going to be something different. And so that was very interesting for me to experience.
Cool. And what struck you as being so different, or what was the most shocking thing that you learned about the sailing industry and the cargo industry?
I did not, previously to sailing on board Tres Hombres, I did not have a good concept or grasp of the scale of the shipping industry, how it affects every single person every single day. But I also didn't know how bad really, or I didn't think about it. I kind of knew, I guess, how bad the shipping industry actually was and how environmentally damaging it was. And so I kind of got a crash course there on the education of all of that. And that was really shocking to know some of the environmental things.
Yeah. And so tell us more about Sail Cargo.
Sail Cargo is a company I founded in 2014, and it is sort of the brand name that's representing our first project, which is building the sailing ship Seba. So the company of Seba was registered here in Costa Rica in 2016, and our mission is to prove the value of a clean shipping industry. And so what we're setting out to do is create a prototype or set a precedent with our first ship, Seba, showing that there is value in emission-free cargo And not only that people are willing to pay for it, but it can be a financially viable option as well.
Yeah. Cool. Do you have statistics around like how impactful this is and like what the difference is for actually, you know, moving cargo emissions free?
Well, just to give a sense to introduce this, is that 90% of everything we own has been shipped on an ocean liner. So if you just take a minute to look around you and just observe the objects that surround you, just imagine that 9 out of 10 objects you look at has probably crossed an ocean on a giant ship. And so that just brings it right into your home. And then if the shipping industry itself were a country, it would be the 5th largest creator of emissions in the world.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that is a little crazy, but as I'm looking around at things around my apartment, that's not surprising, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And so what's kind of like the idea and the kind of mission behind Sail Cargo? And like, is it limiting to be able to only move products this way?
I mean, so our ship will be launched at the end of this 2021 and will go into service mid-2022. So we still have a lot to learn. But in theory, it won't really be limiting to ship with us. We won't ship containers. We'll ship palletized cargo. But actually, in some ways, our vessel, which it does have some restrictions, but in other ways, it has more options. So something that we found difficult, we're shipping our masts down from Haida Gwaii, which is on Canada's west coast. Something that we found very difficult is that the masts we have are like 65 feet long and longer. They don't fit into a 40-foot container. That means that no one can transport them. If your cargo doesn't fit into the pre-described dimensions, it's not getting moved. So we have to work with a yacht carrier to see if they can load our masts alongside yachts and bring it down on a very special vessel. Saba, when she's launched, will have space to carry long lengths and different types of things that don't fit into containers.
Okay. So is all of the products, like, is the idea for everything to be coming from Costa Rica specifically, or are there going to be other sailing routes?
Our first route that we're looking at is from Costa Rica up via up to Canada, west coast via Hawaii, so stopping in Hawaii as well, and then loading cargo there in Victoria, British Columbia, or it could be in Port Townsend, Washington, and then sailing down the west coast, possibly stopping in San Francisco, possibly stopping in Mexico, and coming right back to Costa Rica. We can do that twice a year, every year. And some of the cargoes were seeing people interested in shipping are coffee, chocolate, turmeric, sugar, and other things like rum as well. So kind of all the really good stuff going northbound. And then southbound, we have interest from people shipping biopackaging, electric bicycles, and barley for the emerging craft beer market here.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So you've kind of already got folks lined up who are interested in this model.
Yes. And actually right now, we're just beginning this Monday. We're going to be beginning our first active outreach campaign to find cargo clients. So people who actually want to ship emission free, but we do already have letters of intent and people lining up. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, if anyone's listening and is interested in shipping anything along that route, we'll make sure to leave your contact information in the podcast notes so that they'll know how to reach you.
Nice. Thanks. We're also hoping to expand really wherever there is desire or there's a market that wants to ship emission free. We're looking to expand as well. So we're interested in hearing from people from all over the world.
Yeah. Why was this important to you? Like you said, you were born and raised in Canada, and then this became really important to you and you kind of got into, you know, living life on the ocean. Like why was the environment and this kind of aspect actually like calling to you?
You know, I don't know, actually, to be honest, but I did grow up very close to nature, I can say. I was used to plant trees since I was 5 years old with my mom, and my father works for the Ministry of Environment my whole life, and I grew up pretty much in the countryside. So for me, just being in nature and with nature is very normal. To be stuck somewhere where there's not very much nature, to me, I never really feel that healthy there.
Yeah. And did you have a particular moment or something where you realized that this was kind of like your life calling? Because you said you went from just doing this, it sounds like, as a hobby, and then it became your entire life.
That actually happened pretty early. When I graduated high school, and they give you the diploma, they kind of read a little sentence about you and what you want to be when you grow up, and it just said, I want to be a tall ship captain. I will be a tall ship captain. And I achieved that at age 21, and then I was captain of Schooner Ruth, which is flagship of Barbados. And so I achieved that goal kind of early, and then I said, well, what am I going to do now? I said, well, I guess I want my own ship. How can we go about that?
Cool. Well, I mean, you didn't just go and get your own, like, tourism ship, though. Like, you're building a sustainable ship that, like, has, like, a really big mission to it.
Absolutely. And also to call it mine isn't really right. We have around 150 investors from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What was the most challenging aspect of starting this business?
For me, it wasn't really that challenging. Something about it, I just had this feeling that it was going to be okay. Definitely the thing that helped me the most get through any challenges was having a team and having people I can trust, and then trusting them. So we have John Porras, who's a Costa Rican gentleman who is our third co-founder, and he handles all of the registration of business here and everything like that. So if we didn't have John, or if I didn't have the ability to trust, I would have had huge challenges.
Cool. What happens? So, like, say I'm a business and I decide to ship with you. What then do I get to do? Like, do I get to put something on my website for my product saying that it's certified, that it was green shipped?
Yeah, so we are working towards that. We're working towards a relationship with the government of Costa Rica. They have their own brand called Essential or Esencial Costa Rica. And so that would be something that we're working with them. As well, we want to offer other things to people, such as you could, as owner of your, or as the shipper, you could sail on board to the origin, port of origin. So if you're a coffee roaster in Seattle and you actually want to go there and pick the beans alongside the farmer and shake their hand and then sail up the beans yourself, you can do that. And so what we are offering is enhanced storytelling, transparency, credibility, and completely eliminating the carbon footprint. We're actually going to be operating as carbon negative.
Oh, wow. That's super cool. How are you guys calculating this?
Well, to be honest, when Seba is operational, she'll be inherently carbon neutral. So we only use the sails and a 100% electric engine, only powered by renewable sources. When we do get into port, we will be plugging in. So it depends on the country's source of electricity. But when we generate, it's 100% renewable. So there's that. And then additionally, 10% of our profits goes back into environmental action. We are definitely inspired by 1% for the planet, but we decided to add a zero behind that. So we're going to be planting hundreds of thousands of trees every year.
Cool. That's awesome. I love that. And if someone wanted to get involved, or like, how can someone support your project?
There are so many ways to help. So the easiest, fastest, obviously, is like and share and comment and anything on social media or online. But we have, what we really try to do here is connect with people from all over the world and see how their relevant skills can contribute in a positive way to the project. So almost any skill can be applied here. So if people wanted to physically join, come down and swing a hammer, they can volunteer or even join our team professionally. There's office positions. As well, we really like when people join us and do some sort of study that we can share with our shareholders, such as marine growth on the ship, or we had some people coming and doing 3D geospatial scanning of the ship. Like, there's all kinds of things. We're also looking for cargo partners. So if you are somebody who moves cargo or is thinking about moving cargo, and you want to do it in an environmentally responsible way, get in touch. Please get in touch, even if you're from somewhere else that's not in our pre-described route. And then lastly, we are always seeking investors. So we're powered by people financially investing and becoming a ship owner. So that's a great way to help if you can.
Cool. Awesome. Why Costa Rica?
Oh, Costa Rica is such a wonderful country. We had considered a couple different countries in the Caribbean Basin and South America, But my co-founder, Lynx, had actually been living here for a couple of years. And he said, come check this country out. You have to see it, because not only does it have two oceans, not only is it one of the most environmentally impactful and forward-thinking countries in the whole world, but also is extremely peaceful. Costa Rica has no army at all. They abolished it in 1948. And so the combination of these factors kind of leaves the nation with a group of people that are more or less very enlightened, very positive outlook. They have high level of education, and they are extremely concerned with the state of the environment. So it's a really good place for startups like this.
Cool. That's amazing. Yeah, I spend significant time down in Costa Rica. It's my retirement goal.
Nice.
Cool. Well, Danielle, thanks so much for being on the show. Is there anything else that you want to add before we sign off?
Oh, no, just thank you so much. And if people want to see what the heck we're talking about, I recommend checking out our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. It's just hashtag or at Sail Cargo, one word, and you'll see what kind of ship we're building down here.
We hope you enjoyed our chat with Danielle. Again, don't forget to listen, share, and rate this podcast. Also, check out our sponsors, Plain Products, at plainproducts.com, and use code TRASHY20 to get 20% off your first order of shampoos, conditioners, and hand sanitizers. Or visit the link in the show notes. All proceeds from our sponsorship and ads will go towards a carbon credit program to help reduce your impact on the planet. Tune in again next week, Green Rebels.
Thanks for talking dirty with us. Tune in next week for more Trash Talking with Eco Warriors. For more inspiration, follow us on Instagram at TrashyBeautyCo.
Season 3 of Trash Talking with Eco Warriors is sponsored by Plain Products. Plain Products is a zero-waste personal care company that uses refillable aluminum bottles. Their shampoos, soaps, and oils are toxin-free and vegan, so they're good for you and good for the planet. Visit the link in the show notes or go to plainproducts.com, that's PLAINE products.com, and use promo code TRASHY20 to get 20% off your first order of zero-waste shampoos, conditioners, and hand sanitizer.